He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Are you ready for Mother's Day?
I am. I look like crazy right now. I think my husband gave me his sty he had in his eye. So
are they
I'm
contagious?
Going to the doctor's later.
This is the biggest.
It's very rare, but it is. You can get it from a pillowcase or a towel.
You know how this works, Anna, is that if Alicia can find one iota of somebody saying something on the internet, she believes it to be gospel and happening right in our household. So she has what she describes as a sty, but she's already admitted to me that it's probably not a sty. It doesn't actually look like a sty in most ways. And she's going to the doctor, and yet she's just throwing around wild accusations that I did this to her.
Okay.
Well, I've never had my eye do this, and you just had it.
Raven does get styes frequently. I've never heard of a sty being, I have to Google that. Are styes contagious? It pops right up when you Google it.
Well, of course, because people ask the question, that doesn't mean that that's what's happening in my household.
Oh, you don't have to worry about spreading a sty to someone else. It isn't contagious.
See? Oh. That's what I said.
You just read the headline.
Yeah.
Well, if you actually read about it, mm-hmm. it is very rare.
Yeah.
It can happen.
You get to page 3 on an article that was written 30 years ago in Russia or something like that. Yes. You could probably find somebody that would say the other thing.
It's WebMD. They seem like they know what they're doing.
Pretty reputable.
I don't know.
If anything, they usually make you feel worse about what you have going on, not less.
I had a weird eye reaction to using Latisse. Do you use Latisse?
No.
Oh, well, then I don't know. I'm not sure. That was the only thing I had.
I was walking in from taking out the dogs just a day or two before, and I heard her scream from the kitchen. And as I've told you before, Anna, is Alicia doesn't respect heat, whether she's cooking, whether she's eating, whatever. She's always just the person that's burning herself. And she told me that she thought a bubble from the sauce popped up and caught her in the eyeball.
Oh.
So wouldn't that seem more likely?
What happened? I didn't think it happened, and it has nothing to do with me not respecting heat. The burner was all the way on the lowest setting it will go, but we have a crappy stove. The thing is psychotic. You put it on low and it still boils. I took the lid off the sauce to stir it and it bubbled up and hit me under the eye.
Oh.
But yet I gave you a sty.
You did. Because this is on my lid.
Okay. So how's Raven behaving as a husband this week? Is he getting ready for Mother's Day on Sunday?
I don't know. I hope so.
What are you guys doing?
I'm not doing anything this year. I said where I wanted to go. You guys better figure it out.
Yeah, we have a plan. So we're going out on Sunday to a couple of her favorite spots and enjoying some food and cheese. She was very adamant about a cheese plate and so forth. So that'll all be happening on Mother's Day.
All right, great. That's good news. That's got to make you feel good, Alicia, right?
Yeah. I'll feel even better when he, does the few things around here that I've been waiting for him to do, too. Maybe you two can do that on Sunday.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Sunday. What does he have to do on Sunday?
What is it you're talking about?
The pile behind the fence in the yard and the broken linen closet door that's been broken for 8 months.
We'll get right on that, babe. Right.
Yeah, right in between brunch.
Yeah.
All right, so what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
Anna, I'm going to give him a C because he thinks that my eye is, like a joke. But when he's going through it, oh my gosh, it's man sick.
I just don't think that I actively poisoned you.
I've been telling you for years not to wipe your face on my towel. It's gross.
All right. Thanks for the C. See you later, babe.
Okay.
Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Alicia.